Those clever engineers.
But no.
Time for ASO Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to the latest episode of ASO Radio. I, of course, am your host, NZ17. This is episode 93.1 of ASO Radio, and we are beginning our ninth season, believe it or not. As a matter of fact, it's hard for me to believe, but it is true that we are in the eighth season. That's right. This is show two of season eight of ASO Radio. Didn't have new sound effects for you last time. Felt kind of bad about that. So I made sure to have some really nice new musical interludes for this episode. Another thing that's going to make this episode kind of unique, we're changing things around a little bit, so you're not going to have the traditional ASO Radio episode this week. As a matter of fact, for the next 2 weeks, we're going to try a new format where, for a long time, of course, we've had our show segmented into different sections. The news, the funny, the fan mail, the reviews, the hot spot, and all those little bits that make up an ASO Radio show. And have them broken up, of course, by some music or other general kooky sound effects in order to go and wake everybody up and let them know we've moved on to the next section. So I thought I'd do a little experiment over these next 2 weeks. Instead of having one show that's about an hour long released once per week, I'm going to go and have each segment released per day over the course of a week. So instead of, like I said, one like hour-long show per week, you have like 5-10-minute segments that happen every week instead. So that way, every day, more or less, if you think of days as quote-unquote weekdays, the business week, if you will, you will have new ASO Radio segments. So instead of one long hour one, or after a while it just all starts to sound the same as I drone on and on, instead we're going to go and have it broken up so that, you know, you got a short, digestible segment every day. Something new to check out. And of course, it doesn't hurt that that will go and increase the number of hits that we get to the website and the number of potential advertisers that we can attract. So, anyways, I'll talk about this a bit more later on during the fan mail section. We've got a heck of a show lined up for you. We've got a bunch of anime reviews. We're going to be reviewing Escaflowne. We're going to be reviewing Mice and Ikkaku. The Hot Spot coming back nice and strong. We've got some manga reviews for you in there. We've got a video game review. As a matter of fact, I've got so much material to cover for The Hot Spot, I just might have to wait until next week to get to some of it because I don't want to stretch things out too long. But with this new segment format, I've got a little more liberty on how long an entire quote-unquote show or episode can be. Alright, so let's go ahead and get on to the news. We've also got some music that we'll be featuring in the fan mail segment. Gonna mix things up a little bit. Fan mail segment, from now on we're gonna toss in our funny and our music on that segment, since it tends to be our shortest segment, since for some reason our modern day fans seem to be a bit shy when it comes to writing in the fan mail. Of course, if you'd like to contribute to the show, write in some fan mail and make everybody a little bit happier. All right, so what do we got for the news? Well, first up, we have some musical news. Now, this hasn't been officially confirmed yet, but I have from a reliable source that Liark NCL's Hyde will be performed July 2nd at Anaheim's House of Blues and July 5th at Slim's in San Francisco. Hyde's U.S. debut album, Faith, will be released June 27th. But let's move up north to Canada, because G4 Tech TV of Canada apparently is thinking of airing anime. Yes, G4 Tech TV Canada has applied to have its license amended by the CRTC, that's a Canadian government agency, by the way, in order to allow it to dedicate up to 15% of its airtime to drama and comedy. While the application makes no mention of what kind of drama or comedy content G4 Tech TV is interested in airing, sources at the network have confirmed that there is interest in creating a completely new and independent Anime Unleashed block for Canadian viewers. Let's just hope that this Northern Anime Unleashed turns out to have a better mix to it. Kotoko is coming to Anime North. Yes, the Starship Operators and Please Teacher Singer will perform at Anime North, held May 26th to the 28th in Toronto. Kotoko's debut U.S. album, Hane, is releasing in June. And now for some Law and Order, as Italian police have seized 400 pirated anime titles. You see, the Italian police raided three stores in Rome, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Bologna, and seized about 400 pirated titles, according to Mainichi News. This is the first time authorities have exposed a case of pirating anime in Europe. The case had been investigated since October 2004, when the Association of Copyright for Computer Software made a complaint to six Japanese companies, including Kodansha and Suesha. And now a bit of news for the old schoolers out there. Tetsujin 28 manga remake. The first quote-unquote episode of Fumiya Sato's Tetsujin 28 manga remake will appear in issue 5 of Kodansha's special magazine, on sale April 20th in Japan. Let's see. My tongue is a bit tied today. Fumiya Sato is remaking the series. Mitsutera Yokoyama is the original creator of Tetsujin 28. And now, if you like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, hopefully you'll like their latest anime. Danny California, a song from the Red Hot Chili Peppers' upcoming album Stadium Arcanium, will be the theme song for the upcoming Death Note live-action movie, based upon anime. Fruits Basket continues their infamous book list run. Fruits Basket, Volume 13, ranked number 48 on USA Today's book list for the week ending April 2nd. Until Naruto, Volume 9, hit number 29 in February, Fruits Basket, Volume 10, had been the highest-ranked manga ever on book list at number 69. For those next-gen owners, a bit of Naruto news for you, because Ubisoft announced it is developing a Naruto game for the Xbox 360. It is scheduled for a North American release in 2007. So hey, even if you don't have a system yet, you've got time to save. And now, a bit more ninja news. For you see, Shonen Jump subscribers will receive a Naruto Uncut preview DVD in the July issue, according to the latest Shonen Jump newsletter. The first Naruto Uncut box set series will be released on July 4th. So, do you like pretty boys fighting? Then you'll like Bleach. And apparently, it's going to be debuting in September for the Adult Swim. Bleach's fall 2006 debut on Adult Swim has now been narrowed to September from its previous vague listing. So hopefully that'll be a series to keep an eye out. I know that the fansubbers love it. So if you didn't catch them the first time, and you don't have the money to go and spend to buy 9 different movies, Turner Classic Movies will be re-airing several Studio Ghibli films in May. However, these films are going to be aired in the early morning, so you might want to set your VCR. On Friday, May 5th, they will be airing Castle in the Sky and Porco Rosso. Friday, May 12th, we'll see Princess Mononoke and My Neighbor Totoro. And Friday, May 19th, we'll see Whisper of the Heart and Pom Poko. And last, a bit of sad news for the Yaoi fangirls, but a bit of good news for the men in the audience who go and don't like their sexuality questioned. For you see, Biblos, one of the largest Japanese publishers of Yaoi manga, has announced, or Yaoi manga, has announced that it is bankrupt and ceasing all operations effective immediately. According to the announcement, the bankruptcy was announced on April 5th, and the company apologizes for the inconveniences caused by the abrupt nature of the announcement. Biblos was the publisher of the B-Boy line of magazines and popular manga such as Kizuna, Fake, and Golden Kane. Next up, we go and review several anime DVDs, including Maisen Ikkaku and Escaflowne. And I'm getting so excited because we're starting to get really close to the end of the series. And if you haven't checked it out yet, you owe it yourself to check out some Escaflowne. Anyways, for those of you that love Acer Radio, be sure to tune back in tomorrow to listen to all our reviews, and be sure to check the site every day this week or subscribe to our podcast to get all the latest Acer Radio releases for this very special test run week of Acer Radio segments. Anyways, until next time, this is NZ17, and I'll see you for our next segment.